Has anybody?
Well, shall we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing?
Has anybody done anything?
No,
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done
something.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which. Whoops. Already gone. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, I broke mine as well.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we've got a browser with. Which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select the summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And that's, I think the search works as well, so you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button which doesn't do anything yet. Now I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with the speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on a button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what you're saying.
The
yeah.
left click.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can. I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else. I think so. Yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there. I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah. Well, we can't.
So right click on it menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization or perhaps the window.
What else could we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
So otherwise we just have right click on you.
yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what we've done.
Yeah.
So it would maybe be
so
a bit weird for
yeah.
it to just start doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just have through the same sort of
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just a button.
Yeah.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that. Oh, what if I right click now? What happens then? Like
well, no.
More
you still have the menu.
Yeah.
The menus pop
more.
Up there. Well, oh yeah. It's more obvious, isn't
it's
it?
It's more
like
already
approved,
isn't it? It's got a
yeah.
button.
Yeah, that's true.
It's more
intuitive.
But then it's not as accessible. Like, if you want to add more things in the future, and like,
maybe
buttons. I don't know, where's the menu?
Maybe.
Kind of thing is
maybe.
More flexible.
Yeah,
well,
I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button. But this one.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yep.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what did you part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yep.
Or is that too much? I mean,
I don't know.
I guess so.
I mean, it's more like part of the browsing sort of thing more than the speaker characterization, as
yeah.
Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how to
yeah.
involve the speaker characterization.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd
be nice
yeah.
to have it interconnected.
Yeah, but maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization. Just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like we have it, we're doing it, but what does it help the browser?
mean the speaker characterization. Oh well, yeah, I mean I don't know about that. I mean it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said, I mean it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it, I mean.
Yeah. I mean I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of like, well, if you get the speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you'll get everything that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah, I
and
mean that's still another level further. I mean we're not even there yet, you know.
No.
Doesn't pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
Well, if they have a speaker characterization first, we're gonna cross
yeah.
the other
Yeah.
Which is
Yes.
so true.
So should we try to do a right click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Why not?
Is that just from the main?
Sorry?
Even if it's one
is that from any particular window? Like if we wanna sort of get like if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right
yeah.
click for these various things
Yes.
to
Wait, yeah, there's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We wanna somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click
so
as well.
Okay.
And
so this dot
have
is
a different
for
menu.
Consistent throughout.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the speaker.
So so we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click basically.
Actually, yeah, like another common thing, like we have it so set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, I mean that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of like a default.
View,
so it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic. And like, and just need to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the
yeah.
double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the other one menu.
I don't
yeah.
see there's anything obvious that would be able.
Well,
you know, that would
it
be
might come to us. Start playing with.
Yeah.
What was that? Do you mean
like we have the right click menu, you know,
yeah.
menu right click, but instead of like have a default double click, so,
oh, so,
yeah.
so it'll be a choice
because
from
what's the most common
yeah, exactly.
yeah.
used double
yeah.
click.
Like show the speaker characterization.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
But then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know.
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen then?
Yeah, maybe
sort of. Well.
Sometimes you get by accident where you go, I'll go away!
Well, then they close it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad.
Yeah.
Goes, oh! Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might
yeah.
do something, but.
No,
but, yeah. but I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something.
I guess it depends on the. Yeah, what you're clicking on.
So, yeah, another thing. Single audio files. Do we want to use them or?
We don't know yet, do we? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel files. Do we want them? I mean.
Probably not, but we might need them for this. If we
yeah,
to
okay, yeah. I mean, we might use them
at
well
the moment, no, but
to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can.
You might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you, though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you don't listen to it by saying, do you?
Unless you can't hear it probably or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else or something. We'll just say no for now and put it in.
No.
Like
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise it will increase the amount of data we need on that one too.
Yeah.
The footprint.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you've mentioned? Do you think
think we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility. We need to have that
That's
there,
what I
but
feel as well. I mean, I'm very much, I wanna have everything customizable.
Well, the thing is typically though, is someone gonna have five windows open at the same time? Probably not. Probably
Probably
just
not,
two
no.
or two
Yeah.
or three of whatever
Two or three
whatever they're
maybe,
looking
but
at, like dialogue next,
yeah.
whatever.
But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really wanna put the summary in somewhere, you know. And the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to
No,
have
I think
it there.
it's, I think it's fine,
But
yeah.
well, couldn't we, I mean, you probably, I don't know if you wanna have like the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just like choose the same window for transcription and summary.
It's like have a tab there or something.
I was just
Does
thinking
that
tabs.
change
Yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah, tabs
I
would
like
be
tabs.
Mozilla
That's
style.
true.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
Does anybody know
So
how to
maybe
do that? Can
Yeah.
you not that job
I
knows
don't
how to
know.
do that, but
Do you
maybe
reckon?
you probably can though.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure you could do anything.
Yeah.
If you really knew what you were doing, but I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple, Java's windowing toolkit, the eight, isn't it, sometimes. It's a bit of a cripple.
I can have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just, I don't know.
But yeah,
Yeah,
that might be an
change
idea, yeah.
the contents of the same window, like
Yeah, yeah.
from transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just add buttons on it. Toggle buttons or something on the toolbar of that window. Just something. Lot
Yeah,
of different
yeah,
ways
that
we can do
can
it.
work.
It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No, no, it could be like transcription, summary,
Yeah.
like two buttons and you just
Yeah.
press on which
Or check marks even have
Yeah,
two of them
that'll reduce the number of windows you
Yeah.
need, wouldn't it? Which is quite good. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads and you're always just forever going, "Oh, get out of the way, there's
Yeah,
always
but
stuff in the windows anyways."
Yeah. I don't know.
But I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open.
You
You can
do,
manage them.
yeah.
True.
Yeah. Unless, can
I guess
you, I
that
don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize
Can
them.
you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's alright then. Well, of course you can, actually, yes.
Yeah, like a lot of these can be, like once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the different disfluency.
Yeah, that's
Have
true.
all these,
They're
yeah, have all these sort
definitely
of using the same window and so we
Yeah,
can
they're definitely
go
gonna be in the same window,
and probably
yeah.
mutually,
Exclusive.
just, yeah, exclusive.
Yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, do you wanna do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same window. Mutually exclusive
Yeah,
things.
well, could, I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like
Right.
full meeting without disfluencies and
Summary.
summaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wanna do
That
that?
kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
And finally, the prototype you spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce?
By the end of February?
Cause I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I gonna change today, you know? And it kind of just it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we wanna aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not gonna be a lot more work.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing,
Yeah, that's what we need, yeah. Something just slightly more than just that on its own.
So we can plug it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so see the integration works sort of between the different companies.
True.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to look for.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just be
Oh, I see.
a prototype of the GUI.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down, so I guess.
Actually, is the code accessible, like the GUI stuff that you've done yet? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory somewhere? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something,
I don't know, can
try
we
and
access
just look
other
at stuff.
people's
I think you
If you
can.
make it world readable, then anybody can
Well, if
access
you
it.
just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we
Yeah.
know the directory to get in and just
Yeah, sure.
it might be.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have a
I think by default they are.
No, they're not word readable, they're not default. They're only default, then only you can read them.
Oh, right.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Yeah.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email to, okay,
Well, it's not difficult.
What's your number?
In all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number?
0-04
Okay.
Oh four five 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 six oh.
Say that again, 04.
04 five 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 six oh.
And then it's
And then there's a folder NLSSD.
NLSSD.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes,
Lowercase?
M for meetings.
Hope you never have to look in my directory, it's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders, everything, I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yep, so that's me done. Someone else wanna talk about their stuff?
Like a jumper button.
I can tell you what I learned in SP2. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use and sort of
What were you doing again?
Yeah,
All the searching stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry.
Inherited file stuff and the next search
Could just
query moment.
Okay.
Found a tutorial that inverted search indexing, but I
So you could probably just use that code. Like that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, like reusing code and stuff and just like
Oh right. Oh,
Yeah,
that's
found
pretty
some
much
code
there,
for
is
it.
it?
Found
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked at it, but I found some code for like
Right.
from a tutorial about indexing.
Oh great.
Oh, cool. So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery pottery around and make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file manage creation, messing around with some sorts of
Messes, but yeah. But the basics is that, okay, that's
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know, I was a bit worried about one well, I mean, we talked about this with file what's not with files, I mean how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java
Okay.
to plug it in.
What, are you writing in Java or
Yeah, in
yeah,
Java.
okay.
Right.
So you
I mean, you should
have a
look have a look at the browser code then, because you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I will. I'm sure I'm making a name of it at the moment, actually.
Yeah, I guess, I mean it was a good point you had that like collaborating with
Yeah.
file things, I mean if you already started on
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
stuff, I guess
Absolutely, yeah.
we can
Should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know meet up and see what we can do, I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need
Yeah.
when we know more, maybe
Next week I'm back.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still
Actually, we haven't done anything this week, 'cause this week's been manic, but
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. Same
Yeah.
here.
What do you mean? This week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week,
Well,
I mean the week as is rather than the proper week, do you know what I mean? Like it's been all a bit manic the last
Well, you're an SPLP and SP2, right?
That's right,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, that's where
And then we had to do an IRP whatever it was last week as well. Which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was complete rubbish.
It wasn't quite, but it was
So
I had to sit
stupid.
there and think about it for a bit, which is a bit Yeah, but SPLP
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably
Yeah,
get start attacking this seriously, and just hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Well, the browser as I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand it.
So what?
To get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for, I think, the IDs or something.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that is very bizarre.
So they don't, they don't say look in that folder, but
they
say search everything.
That is pretty bizarre.
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does load up quite quickly.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad.
But is it like a window where you have to write it? Search query, or is it just what's behind it?
No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, to load the transcript, for example.
Yeah.
To find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript.
Yeah.
Whatever, find everything that's got that. And
yeah.
Then
so. I don't know if you've looked at the search query language, but it's like a $a text. Say.
Yeah, because that's the like declares a variable, isn't it?
Yeah. And then because every year all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string. I don't know what it is, words or text or something in it. So it just searches for those files.
Okay.
Right.
When you like, is there a open thingy or what are you, like? What did you do to like? How did you figure out that this uses NXT search? Like, is it?
Well, it's in the code. Just
okay.
That it, you define a search object and then
okay.
Search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript. How they did the transcript.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? That
yeah, just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that when if you want to take the data out.
Fish the data, I was just thinking that.
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Annotated your code.
Oh yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared to throw out all the functions that
I don't need.
Yeah, just yes. So they're all in there. Yeah. Still, a lot of rubbish. But we'll be chucked out right at the end, I think.
Commenting it out 1 minute at a time.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
That next.
Yeah. Precisely.
So basically, we got to kind of do some work.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
The
weekend.
The answer to that, isn't it? Long and short.
The weekend's still 4 days off.
I'm still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I don't actually have that much to do.
Well, since you've played me
yep.
in voluntary score or any other.
Yeah.
How's your quantifier raising?
Yeah.
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing about?
Who was doing
it? You do.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
This can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Or,
if you want to. I mean, it's just, play around with some extra stuff at some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
course I should have picked them, not doing any work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing communications, of which we had one exercise and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. That's in 2 weeks.
Is that in informatics course?
Yeah, it's
Oh, like digital.
nine courses, or
Okay.
10 or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems, which we had one exercise as well, and that's on Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background reading, so you know. Sorry. Yeah.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this course is over.
Yeah. I think that's about it then, or anything else we need to discuss? Did we wanna meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know
Yeah.
if after DNLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
We can
well, we
always
can decide.
decide then,
Yeah,
you know.
exactly. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You gotta do the search. You gotta implement the search.
Sure, why
Yeah.
not? Couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, you know, still a limited version of, you know, the next query that gets changed, but won't be the whole thing. Like we can just decide sort of the things that we do wanna do. Well, actually, what was it? Just download apps and this was my summary blog post right.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because
Yeah.
otherwise, you know,
Yeah, and it gets
weeks will
behind
go by.
schedule, yeah, pretty quick. Like you're saying. Yeah. Well, actually, do we wanna set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much for prototypes though.
The progress report is June 23rd, right?
Of
February.
So what's that, 2 weeks from
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
Ish, yeah.
then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
Because, you know, then we've got something
Okay,
to show.
so
Just looking at my own deadlines. See, yeah.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you wanna be able to search for.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, wasn't that pretty much what you
No.
agreed on, or was it
Oh,
just
that's
like that one?
that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted.
Oh, okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't
It's
it?
Someone took
It's
your
actually
job.
all these things are nicked from you know, all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. Screenshot of Google.
Ooh.
It's
That's
just
Maybe
so
you
much
should
fun.
make it exist then.
It's gonna be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we wanna search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we're gonna be able to search for.
No, it's not
True.
really, yeah.
So
Decide on that on over the weekend.
yeah, do you wanna, you know,
Yeah.
just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really wanna include. That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit what you know already so we don't sort of have to do all the work again of just like figuring out stuff.
Oh, just like the
No.
basics of, yeah.
No, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. just like on seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done, like just get a quick look over and just
Can take
because
it for a tutorial sometimes.
Yeah, or the you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing, like just say, okay, well here's you
Yeah.
know, everything's basic
Yeah,
and set
you can
up
do that.
and then just
Yeah.
yeah, just
Show you
jump
what
right
bits
in.
the code.
Yeah.
Next week's
That's
homework.
fine. In the morning.
Yeah. Well, this time I'm the test.
Yeah.
I'm not there, you can't do
Yeah. Well, thing is, yeah, something like that could happen anytime, cause yeah, like my schedule is like class, break, class,
Yeah,
sort
I'm
of
not
stuff.
gonna take an
So,
hour
yeah,
if it's
no,
me.
exactly. That's what I'm thinking. So
I
something
mean
like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off, do it.
Yeah, pick a time.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah,
So Monday might be good.
Yeah.
What, Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Monday. Just
Anytime. Not at
Today.
not at noon or two or four. No, in between those, yeah, like one or three.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually, yeah.
Possibly.
Three's all right. It was what time for the NRG 4, is it?
It's 4, yeah.
Unless
Yeah.
you wanna do it after after.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Different.
Sure.
Three's good though, but we have well, what's your fare?
Or 3:30. I'm just
Well, it doesn't matter for
necessarily
me time.
Necessarily.
Three in the computer room in here.
Actually,
and
you
just
can't get in there though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get in?
Well, we
Yeah,
can get
what?
in through
Front
the
door.
through
The
car,
this computer
the car
room's
door.
in here, the MSC computer
I've
room.
not found that yet.
Right, it's
How
in
about
here.
if we take a
Well, if
tour?
you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there and we can all go in there.
We can look now afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You do need to have a key for it though, that's the thing. It's got a locked door, but Yeah, somebody
Actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he was gonna get us access into the
Into what?
The computer room.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got, it's cracked, it's only got about 4 or 5 computers in there. It would do quite a bit for our job, because it can all sit around, it's not very ergonomic and people here.
Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, there's a printer in there. And there's a photocopier. With the code on it, yeah. It's cool, yeah.
Well, I'm just
We could photocopy your assignment.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah,
Yeah,
all the
it's
comments
fine.
I'm thinking.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time we
Yeah,
need.
that's
Oh,
true.
right.
So
Yeah,
I
then
could
have
do
half
that.
an hour and then we'll
Yeah.
Yeah.
surely run out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just as long as female she doesn't go late.
Hopefully it's not that man, so it won't matter.
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
It's reading week next week. It should be. It should
Is it
be.
reading?
Read.
Well,
Next
it's supposed
week?
to
Or
be.
weekend?
Next week. It's week six
Really?
next week.
I don't think we have a reading week though.
I don't know. We have one class at least when we like
That's
speech
casting.
perception, we don't have any lectures,
Oh.
but I think we're having like all other classes, so
Yeah, I don't think there
there's
is
not
an
a point in
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like
I
that. I think
think.
one couple classes
Some classes
cancelled.
did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
Which
is
are a bit
bizarre
crap.
really, they
Yeah.
didn't really know what was
I
going
think
on.
the other graduates had
Yeah.
Were off told
I think
me.
it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Oh, I don't feel like doing
Yeah,
it.
I
Okay.
can work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably
Yeah, we
have
will probably
classes.
have, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday.
Done.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone wanna like take care of this or should I take care of it?
Oh, I'll wait, trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there was something. Well, I think you've basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it. Can I read that?
Any problem? Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most
Okay.
will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was what you said.
Yeah, I think the comments are basically the same as what you said.
Yeah, exactly. And just the other comment about whether you wanna do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation. That's nice though.
Got
Okay,
it.
what's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now we have 7% of the course already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
having me.
Exciting.
Sign you often.
Yeah.
Should we turn these off or what?